This program is sponsored by the Islamic Media Foundation, airing the guidance of Allah through broadcast media and the internet.
This is Islam Today, with Sheikh Yusuf Asper. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa astaghfirullah, wa shuruullah, wa alayhi wa sallamu'alaikum. Ashadu la ilaha illa Allah wa ashadu muhammadin iddahu wa rasul. In the name of Allah, most gracious and most from all the praises to Allah alone. The peace and the blessings be upon his last prophet Muhammad. A bear witness and open testimony to that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah alone, and he has no partner. And bear witness that Muhammad is his increasing messenger. And to proceed. You're listening to Islam Today, and I'm your host, Mr. Jeff. I'm the National Muslim Chapter for Little Assembly Muslim Youth, and the delegate to the United Nations for the World Youth Summit for the Liberty Week. Certainly, that's a lot to remember, and it wouldn't really fit on my business card, so I'm glad that the annual World Youth Conference every 10 years. We want to talk to you today a little bit about our program and some of the things we can do to help them out here that is now today. We'd love to check from the program and talking on the subject that concerns Islamic Muslims and the English-speaking world. A number of the subjects that we'll be discussing in detail will include Islam, what is it? Muslims, who are they? What are the basics of Islam? What are the beliefs? What about the Holy Book, the Quran? And something called the theme or the way of talking in front of people's minds. And those techniques or stories that are relevant to this life. The issues of Islamic law and Islamic rules. The subject of education and science in Islam. The history of Islam. The issues for the family, and certainly about women and children. The invitation of Islam. And certainly, the questions that a lot of you are going to be dealing with, you can present them to us, you can call in, email, and we'll be dealing with these subjects in Shabbat here on your phone today. We want you to share and let this is your thought, as much as it is ours and others, it's for you. So you can take the place to make, needed and appreciated. You can call in, or you can write in. You can write to us at IslamToday@ibm.net. Give us a little time to get back to you through the email, and certainly we would like to give us your permission to put your questions on the air, and we can deal with these issues in a very positive manner, inshallah, God willing. I'd like to discuss on some of the issues that I found many of you are concerned about. We receive a lot of emails and comments on these subjects. The correct belief in Islam, what is the belief in Islam? And how do we understand it? Where do we take that from? First of all, Islam is based on two principal sources. That is the Holy Quran, which is considered to be the actual speech of Almighty Allah, our Creator and Sustainer. The second source, after the Quran, is something called Hadith, the saying and teaching of Muhammad. In the first place, the Quran is something that is totally and completely unalterable. Never changes. There are no additions or versions of the Quran. It is one. It is in the Arabic language. The Hadiths or stories about Muhammad Allah, some people call him, hold a very high status in Islam, and yet at the same time, these have to be considered or verified to establish the authenticity. So this is just a little introduction on how we understand things are complete and then there's questions. We look for the question, and then we look to the things that Muhammad said about the Quran and its teachings. that he is busy as a prophet of the land. Another subject that many will not be talking about is the different groups within Islam, such as the Shia, the Sunni, the Sufi, or something called Amidin, National Islam, and so on. And each of these will be right. There's an important article that we posted on the internet about this thing. But to sum it up, it would be to say that a lot of time is out of these steps in this book, pull the choice from the Islam from the Arabic language is a word that carries five very clear meanings. With my means, with surrender to God. And it means the submission to God. The obedience to God. Purity of intention for God. With Almighty Allah, because we have totally and completely surrendered, submitted, obeyed with full intention from Him. So this is why sometimes we hear people say Islam is peace. However, we have to realize that right away the word Islam doesn't actually mean peace, because the word for peace is wicked stuff. And when Muslims meet each other, they say, Salaam alaikum. But they don't say, Islam alaikum. That means that it's going to be a different world. It means the peace that comes because we have fully and completely surrendered ourselves to God and His terms. So that means then that any group within His terms, as long as they're doing the same thing, then they're in fine. The condition will be set by Allah Himself. As we mentioned a little earlier, of course, that means from the Quran and from the Sunnah. If we find it in the Quran and verify the belief of things and behind us, if we find them, certainly then we're going to consider it correct. These are some of the things that we'll be discussing. We're listening to a plan today. I am hoping to say. Sing in Islam, we'll take a brief break and be right back with more Islam today. So, thank you for your time.
Arabic language,
people, and you come to find me, are the glory, and not of those who receive. And again, an angel in being held in close and said to him, "You go off!" And then released him. And Muhammad said, "I'm the only, and you're worth it. Don't believe. Now, I'm the only one." And again, the angel embraced him, "You go off!" And then came the first word from the Quran in the direction to me. In the name of Allah, most gracious, the translation of the Quran to any language is always very deficient. But I'll try my best to give you some sense of the meaning of the English language. When the angel embraced Muhammad, he held him close to him and commanded him, "Leave his side." And when Muhammad replied back that he wasn't able to do so, and again the angel embraced him again and told him to stop.
let's share with you the things about the human today's world.
day, you've always done your big part.
اللهم عافنا في دهر اللهم عافنا في دهر اللهم عافنا في بطر لا نمتل منه إلا
there's my body. Grant me a good one. Grant me a spot. None has the right to be worth it except you. The same thing in times.
This is our city.
The days, the time today, the lesson from time today, in broadcasting live. Let me be an IBM member. And I'm your host in today. The National Lesson Chaplain for the city of New York. And it's my privilege and honor to be with you here today. I always enjoy sharing my most favorite subjects. I'd like to speak about one subject that a lot of people talk about asking about. It's not those people who convert to Islam. And is it true that there are a lot of people who enter into Islam, and are they still coming into Islam in large numbers like we've heard about in the past, or is it being in business? Well, let's start at the very beginning of the whole thing. As a matter of fact, we don't even like to use the word convert to a thing. It has a strange point, as you know, that there are things out here trying to convert people over from one belief to another and so on. And in the empathy, we as Muslims who were formerly in another religion and when we come to a thing, we need to find rebirth. Because we think of ourselves as going back to a natural state that we were in originally. And to understand that, we have to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, God tells us, that all of us at one time were in the backbone of that, before we were ever born. And he pulled all of us out of the backbone of that, and he thanked us for it. And we're not your Lord, and we're not the Lord. And then he removed that experience from our memory. Nobody recalls that. And then he put us back. Without the memory of that event. And so then we'll go through whatever life experiences that we'll go through. We'll be born, we'll live, we'll die, we'll be in the grave, and then we'll be resurrected, and we'll come back. And when we come back, we'll be back in the original state that we were, facing Allah. And now we're going to have to account for what we did, what we said, whether we're here on this earth, what choices we made. And so, that's why we would say if we're actually going back or we're moving back. Now, after we mention something that Allah said in the Quran, we have to refer to what we listen to. Muhammad, peace be upon him, said about the subject of women. Muhammad, peace be upon him, said that all children are born on the fitra of Allah. And fitra in Arabic language means natural information, the normal condition. So the children in their normal condition are already on Islam. Because, as we had mentioned earlier, the thing that simply means that you fully and completely surrender, submit, obey, purity, and peace. And certain children do that, don't they? Look at the baby, how innocent and sweet, loving they are. So, as a child is innocent, and without sin when you're born, so would be the person who is totally innocent. He reverts back to the original state of innocence. And this can only be done when he totally and completely commits his heart, his mind, and soul to Almighty Allah and all his times. So that's why we use the term revert. And now let's ask the question, are people reverting to Islam? Are a lot of people coming over to the Islamic state today? Well, as a matter of fact, yes, that's the true thing. That's the true condition. Since 1970, we can look and realize through historical documents that many, many, many people have left out of faith on the earth to go into Islam. And as I said earlier, they don't consider so much a conversion as it is a reversion of the natural state. Look at other religions and ask, well, are they deficient? Is that why people want to believe it? Or was the person having some kind of difficulty in understanding that faith? And you might as much say that, well, all religions certainly have things that are nice and easy and appealing. Yet those things which are the most rational and the most appealing to the common sense are certainly also found in the Bible. Those who search for truth with a clear heart and open mind very frequently enter into it. So that we find that preachers, ministers, and leaders of religion, other than them, are turning to each other in big numbers. We posted an article about this on the internet at the website called the Messaging.com. You can visit the internet website by just typing in www.thetimesofday.com. Please see the website there and see what so many of you can do. I myself posted my own story there about how I used to be a businessman, Christian, Catholic, communist man, and really I would like to say with just in simple words that I consider it not so much a conversion as it is a reversion, and I feel like I became an even better Christian by understanding more about what Christ actually taught. And for my own reasons, which I posted there, I've chosen to change my way of life. And that's another point we might like to discuss in future programs is to plan as a way of life. Does this plan provide for us everything we need to know as a human being? If so, then certainly we can consider it as a complete way of life. The plan is based on the teachings of the Quran and the sayings and teachings of the Quran, so it has to be the Almighty Allah. And so how we understand it today? Well, in the upcoming versions of the plan today, and following, again, we'll see. So visit us on the internet, thetimesofday.com, and visit us here on our service today, on IBM, broadcasting to you live, from right here, the time today. I'm your host, Justice, and that's from the Council, and I'll be happy to share with you again the next time today. Until then, I greet you with the same defeat will come on you. Why, said that my phone, welcome to
the ولا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت فاغفر لي مغفرة لعلي وارحمني إنك أنت الغفور الرحيم.
O Lord, I have indeed oppressed my soul excessively, and nothing to give them except you. So forgive me a forgiveness from yourself, and have mercy upon me. Truly, you are the most forgiving, the most merciful.
This program has been sponsored by the Islamic Media Foundation, sharing the guidance of Allah through broadcast media and the internet.